Now, a Surrey estate family is frantically searching for clues following the disappearance of a young teacher in Vietnam earlier this month. 28-year-old Mushfiq Daniels has been missing since Friday, the 5th of July. He was last seen in Ho Chi Minh City, which used to be known as Saigon, if you're trying to place that on the map. And the family is now expanding its search for him into an ever-widening circle outside that city. His cousin, Imad Isaacs, is part of the family team over in Vietnam driving the search, and I'm delighted to have him with us on the line now to give us an update. Imad, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I know Mushfiq had been teaching at Vietnam for quite some time already. Had he always been based in Ho Chi Minh City? Is it an area he would have been very familiar with by now?
Yes, that is correct. I'm pretty sure he's quite familiar with the area. He's been here in Ho Chi Minh City since last year. I think it's about March, the beginning of March 2018. So he has been based here as a teacher, but he was also quite a frequent traveler, and every few months he would visit the neighboring states as well, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Now, as far as you are aware, he was based in Vietnam and not away somewhere else on an overseas trip at the time that he was last, that he's sort of went off the radar. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes. Okay. That has been verified. That has been confirmed as well.
Okay, so he definitely was in Vietnam. Imad, tell us about who first raised the alarm about his disappearance and how you came to hear about it.
Well, Mushfiq was in regular contact with his family almost every day, especially with his mom while he's been away. Unfortunately, that contact ceased on the 3rd of July, and then, you know, that was the first sign of concern. But they thought, okay, you know, maybe it's just a day off social media or something like that. But unfortunately, a fellow South African citizen spotted him in the city on the 5th of July, and unfortunately he was in a state where he looked quite distressed and also disorientated because he did not engage with the fellow South African, and that's really out of his character. You know, he's someone that will chat to anybody, speak to anybody, smile with anybody. Mm. In this case, he just smiled and he walked on, you know. But yeah, unfortunately, he was not in a very good state, and he looked quite disorientated on that day.
And that was the last time anybody has a confirmed sighting of him, is that correct?
Yes, that's the confirmed sighting within Ho Chi Minh City. And given the encounter on that day and the concerns of African citizen, she then reached out to one of his friends, who then reached out to his mom, and we got the first flight out of South Africa that we could get, which is on the 9th of July.
Now, Imad, obviously, I mean, this must be incredibly, incredibly anxious a time for his mom, for his siblings, for all of you in the family who love him. I know you've been searching police stations, mosques, hospitals to no avail. Has anybody been able to suggest what might have happened to him or where he might be?
Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, in terms of the state that we saw he's in, it's our suspicion that he may have encountered some kind of breakdown, given the testimony of the South African that encountered him, you know, the disorientation that he was found in. But beyond that, we just hope and pray he's safe and that he's somewhere where there's shelter and there's food, because we really don't know, we don't really know where he is. We're searching every possible lead that we can, and that's the extent of where things are at the moment. Yeah,
I know you have several family members there and a lot of his friends helping as well. What about the local authorities, Imad? Are they assisting?
Unfortunately, the procedure with the police here has been incredibly complex. It is our hope that is cleared up a bit once the South African embassy is fully involved since Friday. Local authorities, unfortunately, there's district levels, ward levels, and one police station sends you to the next. No one files a case for a missing person. We've been informed we need to do that filing of a case through the embassy. And so unfortunately, the local authorities, it's not much help right now.
But it's good to know that the South African embassy is now involved. Is our Department of International Relations offering any kind of official support to the family as you continue to search?
I think they're just following the normal procedures at this point in time. The embassy has reached out. Today they have started the official paperwork to report him as a missing person to the Vietnamese authorities. So it's my assumption that over the next day or two that that's going to trickle down to you know, from the national to the local authorities.
Imad, one final question. We're aware of the fact that Mushfiq is not the only South African, in fact, who is missing in from Ho Chi Minh City. There is also the case of John Botma from Gauteng, who disappeared more than 2 months ago now. Just interested, have you had any connection with his family and with that search? I don't know if anybody has said whether you can help each other at all.
Not yet. Yeah, not yet. They have reached out, and we have plans to meet up either today, this evening, or tomorrow, and then we'll know more from there. But nothing official yet between the two families, but we do hope to connect and work together.
Okay. Well, the final thing, Imad, is for our listeners who might have friends and family in Vietnam who could assist in publicizing this case. There are photographs that you've posted. I know you've started a Facebook page to help find Mushfiq. What can members of the public do, if anything, to help?
Yeah, I think that we'd love them to use the Facebook page as a primary resource. We've got a few friends and a number of admins that are managing that and assisting through any leads that come through the Facebook page. So we'd ask them to just share that and also just, you know, share it in their circles around Vietnam. And, they're more than welcome to even forward tips and things like that could also assist us, you know.
Okay. Imad, I really, really
the
hope...
The Facebook page is...
Sorry?
It's Find Mushfiq. I think it's HCMC. Find Mushfiq HCMC.
Imad, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. I really, really hope that you are rapidly able to make some progress and find your cousin safe and sound. Mushfiq Daniels is the missing national, 28 years old. You've been listening there to his cousin, Imad Isaacs. Our thoughts very much with the entire family.